Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open, so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We're featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the word of God, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome again. This is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy, and I just want to thank all of you guys again for being here. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, we love you, we adore you, Lord God. You are holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word that says, if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst once again tonight. Lord God, just we thank you even in advance for moving by your Spirit, doing as only you can do, Lord God. We love you so very much, and we continue to dedicate this broadcast to you and just to say, Lord, have your way, and we'll all be satisfied. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, hello again. Welcome, everyone. God is so awesome. I'll tell you, I am back. I went, if you were here last week, you know that we had a guest host, and that was Pastor Helen Price, and she did an excellent, excellent job of guest hosting last week. We also had a guest engineer who worked the studio behind the scenes, and that was Minister Joy Price. So it's wonderful. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to go away for a couple of days and that the broadcast continues on. So I want to just thank them again. I did come on last week, even though I was out of town, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And the ladies who spoke, Sister Mecca and I'm trying to remember her name, Lachelle, Sister Lachelle. Great. It was wonderful. So if you have an opportunity, go back and listen to that broadcast last week. They're two friends, and one of them has two children, and the other has 10 with number 11 on the way. So they both had wonderful things to contribute about being a godly mother. And then all last month we had, either we had mothers on or we were talking about mothers from the Bible last month. So if you get an opportunity, go back and listen. And all you need to do is to just Google or Bing or whatever your search engine is and just put in Gitem Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And you will just be able to feast on what happened last month. And we have, I don't know, about 650 episodes from the last 6 years or so. So I'm sure that there's something that would bless you there. I love the fact we have things. If anyone's going through a grieving period, we have grief kind of not so much counseling, but just talking about grief on there, you know, beginning new ministries, you know, how to do that. There is so much really, really good information out there. So check us out. Amen. Once again, just search on Gitem Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. Hallelujah. Well, I'll tell you, my vacation, my couple of days of vacation was really good. The Lord, you know, opened the door for us to go to the beach for a couple of days and stay in a really nice hotel. And then we have some beautiful divine appointments. And hopefully we'll be able to talk about that a little with our at least one of our guests is going to come on at the end of this month. So we're going to begin today a new series. Now, last month we talked about mothers, wise mothers. So it only stands to reason that we'll talk about wise fathers this month. And a wise father is a godly father. Amen. So today we're going to talk about the wisest father of them all, and that's our Heavenly Father, our Abba Father. Hallelujah. We're going to start with that today. But first, we want to say happy early Father's Day to all the fathers who are listening now and who could be listening in the future. Father's Day is a celebration honoring fathers and celebrating fatherhood, paternal bonds, and the influence of fathers in society. It began in Catholic Europe. So it was celebrated on March 19th as St. Joseph's Day, and that was way back in the Middle Ages. The celebration was picked up by the Spanish and the Portuguese and brought to Latin America, where America, where they celebrated basically on March 19th. But then, you know, when America got into it, it was changed to the third Sunday in June. There's so much about Father's Day. I mean, Mother's Day was really kind of a little simple. But Father's Day, it seemed like it was a big fight to try to institute that, especially in the United States. So back in 1913, there was a bill introduced to Congress to start Father's Day. And some things happened. And finally, in 1916, President Woodrow Wilson went to a Father's Day celebration, and then he said he wanted to officially recognize it as a federal holiday. But Congress, back at that time, said no, because they did not want it to become commercialized. Now that we're in the 21st century, it seems that almost everything is commercialized. And so you have to keep your own, you know, the honor that you have in it. That's me on my soapbox. But anyway, in 1966, President Lyndon Johnson issued the first presidential proclamation honoring fathers and designating the third Sunday in June as Father's Day. It wasn't until 6 years later that Father's Day, and that was in 1972, that Father's Day became a permanent national holiday when President Richard Nixon signed it into law in 1972. That wasn't all that long ago. So very interesting. Now let's look at it from a biblical standpoint. When we talk about our wise father's month, you can just look right into the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, verse 12. That says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And I love what Jesus said in John 8, verse 49. You know, the Sadducees and the Pharisees were talking about Jesus. They're talking about him real bad. And they ended up calling him a devil. And he told them, he said that he doesn't have a devil, but he honors his father. He said, I honor my father. Hallelujah. And so he honored his father as well. So now when it comes to wisdom, we look at James chapter 1, verse 5. We're talking about wise fathers here. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So any father, any mother, any person can have wisdom. All we have to do is ask God, and he will give it to us liberally, without reproach. He won't get mad. He won't look at us sideways or anything. He'll give us the wisdom. Hallelujah. Now, the word Abba Father, that's not a word that we use usually. We know the word father, but the word Abba, you know, we don't really use that much. But the word Abba is the most sacred and yet the most intimate way of calling on our Heavenly Father. It's very sacred, so there's no disrespect in it at all. It's very sacred to say Abba. And then it's also intimate. It's like saying Papa or Daddy, you know, very intimate like that, you know, yet still very sacred. Now, Jesus, when he was talking to the Father, in Mark 14, verse 36, he used the words Abba, Father. And that was when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And, you know, he knew what the Lord wanted him to do. And no doubt he knew what it would do for us, what he went through. He had to go through it so that all of our sins, hallelujah, all of our sins would be paid for. And that relationship to the Father would be reestablished, that the Father would have access to us and we would have access to him. Because, you know, with the sin in the garden with Adam and Eve, that access was cut off. And that intimacy of access was cut off. And it was so befitting that he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Hallelujah. And that being intimate with our Father, that's the greatest intimacy. Just knowing that all things are possible with him. And it's about his will being done. Not our will, but his will be done. And the more we are obedient to his will, hallelujah, the more intimate, the closer we can be to him. Hallelujah. Our Abba Father. Glory to God. So Jesus said some things about the Father. And that's why we're starting off this Wise Fathers Month with our Abba Father. We're looking at him. Now, this is just to kind of whet our appetite to even dig in more to the Word of God to find out more about our Father who art in heaven. Hallelujah. So we're just going to just kind of cover a few things tonight about our Abba Father. It's a few, but there, all of this is very precious. Hallelujah. So the Word of God says, in Isaiah 55:9, it says, for as the heaven is higher than earth, this is the Lord talking, so my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hallelujah. So yes, his, our Father God, His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But glory to God. You know, what he says later, what we find out later in the word was that the secret things belong unto the Lord, our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So he will reveal the secret things to us. Hallelujah. And that's why that Abba Father is so important, you know, because like I said, it's sacred and yet it's intimate. And the Lord will not reveal those secret things to us without obedience, without being close to him. I mean, he'll love people, but when it comes to revealing things, he's not going to reveal it to us unless we're obedient to him, unless we're walking in his will, in his way, his purpose, and his plan. Remember what he said about Moses? He said he would reveal his acts to the Israelites. He would reveal his acts to them, but he would reveal his ways to Moses. Hallelujah. Don't you want God, our Abba Father, to reveal his ways to you? Because we can see the acts of God. We can see, you know, what God is doing And just like with the Israelites, they were afraid of his acts because they didn't know his way behind the acts. You know, I saw a picture once of a lion. It was two lions together, you know, a male and a female lion. And if you looked at the male lion's face, oh, my goodness, even looking at the picture, you wanted to run because he looked so fierce, you know, like he could just even reach out through the picture and bite you, you know. But the female lion who was next to him, you know, if an animal could have a smile on their face, you know, she looked so content because she knew him in a way that, you know, the others in the jungle didn't know him. So even, you know, when God does things, if we know him in that intimate yet sacred way, he can reveal his ways behind his acts. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So what we're going to do tonight is kind of linger around Matthew chapter 6. And we know that as the chapter that has the Lord's Prayer in it. So we're going to go over that tonight. But there, Matthew chapter 6 is just really chock full of, the Lord revealing himself, the Father God, what's important to him, and how Jesus is talking. He's talking to the disciples about this, and he's talking to us as well, and letting us know some of those secret things that that our Abba Father, what means something to him. And when we know what means something to him, then we'll have some wisdom. We can get wisdom from what he's saying in Matthew chapter 6. And no doubt it's in other areas of the Bible too, but tonight we're just going to stick around Matthew chapter 6. It is so good. Amen. So let's start with Matthew 6, verses 1 through 4. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father that seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. So the alms are giving, you know, giving to people. And I guess today you could look at alms as if you're out on the street and someone is asking you for money, and there's a lot that goes on with that. And so it would be like, you know, if you're at a store, you're walking in the store and somebody says, well, can you give me 50 cents? And it would be like a person would get out a trumpet or put some music on and say, da da da, I'm going to give you 50 cents. It would be something like that. So, and then for everybody to look and say, oh, you gave him 50 cents. Oh, wow. You did it. You didn't have to. You could have just passed him by. And that would have been the reward of the person who did that, is for people to say, look what you did. You did a great job giving that guy money. So the Lord is saying, just if you're going to do that, give your alms, give it secretly. Just hand it to them. You know, if the Lord leads me to give somebody something, I usually pray for them, you know, as well. But it's still not a big flamboyant kind of thing. And the reward comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what we want. And that's wisdom from the Father. Hallelujah. Do give. When you give, give secretly. Hallelujah. Then he goes on, verses 5. We're still in Matthew 6, verses 5 through 8. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. There it is again. They have their reward when they're seen by men in the street. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. So he's saying, even when we pray, this is wisdom from the Lord. Even when we pray, pray secretly. You know, not all, you know, all out. I mean, I've seen people. I was in New York, and God bless her heart. If I said her name, you might know her. So I'm not going to say her name. But I was in New York. It was a time where I have a friend who worked for HBO, and she knew a lot of actors and actresses, and they were having a meeting. I mean, they would meet and have Bible studies together, and, oh, my goodness, you walk in there, and everybody's just gorgeous, even the men, everybody. And, you know, I was kind of asked to help, you know, pray for people who wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And this one lady, you know, I was praying, you know, with somebody, and she came over, and she was extremely dramatic. Maybe that's the acting part. But she was very dramatic, and she started speaking in tongues all loud and everything. And we were just kind of like over in a little corner, and the person was, you know. But she was just, and it was very interesting. So what we do, even do that in secret, and the reward will come from the Father. Hallelujah. Now here's the part. We're still in Matthew 6, verse 9 through 13, and that's the scripture that a lot of us know. And that's, we call that the Lord's Prayer. And we can get even more wisdom from our Father through the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. So after this manner, therefore pray ye. The disciples wanted to know how to pray, so Jesus was teaching them. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. So we see a lot about the Father's wisdom. I think I want to go back just a little bit to that verse 8. and where it says, don't be like them. The Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. And I kind of skipped over that a little bit. But, yeah, so we don't have to keep repeating stuff over and over again, because God does know what we need before we ask him. Hallelujah. Okay, back to the Lord's Prayer. I love that Jesus said, our Father. Many times he would say, my Father. Remember when he was, he went with his family and they went out of town and they realized that he was not with them. And his mother and father, you know, got a little bit upset. Son, why you do us like this? And he said, don't you know that I was about my Father's business? You know, so he was saying, my Father, hallelujah. And also in that, we do know that God does have business. And that's, of course, talking about the gospel. And that's what he was doing. He was teaching and telling people about the Lord. So this time he says, our Father, you know, so that we know that we're all included, that he's not only the Father of Jesus, but he's also our Father, and he is in heaven. And hallowed be his name. And that's back with the sacredness of Abba. Hallelujah. We respect his name, our Father, who's in heaven. Glory to God. And it's wisdom to even respect God. And you know, I'm going to stand on the soapbox for a minute. But, you know, it's so many people that call him the man upstairs. Really? You know, and other words, you know, that people call the Lord. You know, but it's a lot of the man upstairs. You know, that's the one I can think of right this minute. But I'm sure you've heard of people saying other things, addressing him in that way. I'll just say it like this. It's a good thing to respect the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to leave it like that. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So our Heavenly Father has a kingdom. Glory to God. And what we want is for his kingdom. It's wisdom to want his kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. And also to know that he has our daily bread. Everything that we need for this day, you know, to feed us spiritually and physically, give us this day our daily bread. Everything that we have come from him. We may not realize it. You know, we may think that, you know, if we work on a job or something like that and get a paycheck, that it came because we worked. But the only way we can work is because he woke us up, he gave us the strength, he opened up the door for the job. It's all about him. So he gave us this day our daily bread. Glory to God. And sometimes we get cake. Amen. Hallelujah. And going on, verse 12. This is Matthew 6, verse 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That's big right there. You know, in the wisdom of the Father is forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So we have many debts, not just money debts, You know, we have sin debts. We have debts of things that come out of our mouth that shouldn't have come out of our mouth. You know, so we have all of those debts, and we need to forgive others who have, you know, maybe owe us some money or have said something that perturbed us. And as we forgive them, we are forgiven. Now, this is going to come back again in a few minutes just to show how important that forgiveness is. So with our Heavenly Father, with our Abba God, you know, He wants us to forgive others so that we can be forgiven. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hallelujah. So we can say that to our Abba Father. Lord, don't lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And He will do that for us, that we won't have that temptation. Think about Adam and Eve. It was open for them to be tempted. It was open for them to be tempted. And it could be closed for us to be tempted. Hallelujah, as we pray that. And looking at the Father, at our Abba God, His is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. If you just joined us, we are talking about our Abba Father as a beginning of our Wise Fathers Month. We're looking at the Father of Fathers. Hallelujah. We're looking at the wisest of them all. Hallelujah. Our Abba Father God. And we can't cover it all tonight, but we're kind of hanging around Matthew chapter 6, that whole chapter, because it talks about the Father so much in that, so that we can get wisdom from Him. Probably many of us have read the scripture before, but this time we want to look at it with our eye on the wisdom of God, the Father, and how He wants to reveal to us His wisdom. As I said earlier, His ways, He said His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. But there are things that He does reveal to us. Glory to God. And when He reveals those things to us, they're for us and for our children forever. Now, that's some good wisdom. Hallelujah. That goes to us and goes to our children, not just right now, but forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we were just talking, going through the Lord's Prayer, and now we're on Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. And I told you that forgiveness was going to come back again, because He's reiterating the wisdom of forgiveness, because that's what He wants us to have. He wants us to be able to forgive others. So Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15 says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father, your Abba God, will also forgive you." And just to make it clear, "But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So He said that very succinctly. And in the hood, we could probably say it like this. Don't get it twisted. God wants us to forgive others. And there's so much wisdom. There's so much wisdom in forgiving. And what I've learned through the wisdom of God over the years by the Word of God is that the best thing we could do for ourselves is to forgive others. And that forgiveness is not a stamp of approval on what they did to you. Because for years, that's what I thought it was. And I also felt like they better say that they're sorry and convince me that they're sorry. But these verses don't say anything about that. It says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father, your wise Father, your Abba Father, will also forgive you. And if you don't forgive them, neither will he forgive you. So there's no like gray area in between. He made it very, very clear. And then Jesus helps us out, because when Jesus was on the cross, one of the last things he said, now this is after being beaten, didn't do anything, he didn't do anything wrong. He did not sin. But he was beaten so bad that you couldn't even tell it was him. It was like ground burger, like a ground hamburger. He was beaten that bad and mocked, a crown of thorns put on his head, nailed to the cross, in pain. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so he was exercising the wisdom of the Father when he said that. When he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's one of the wisest, if not the wisest thing that we could all do. And this is what else I've learned from the Word of God, is that if we hold on to something and not forgive people, it's like being married to them. It's a marriage. It's like an unholy marriage, an ungodly marriage. But that's what unforgiveness is. And it's an attachment. It's like a covenant with that person. That it's a covenant that you don't want to have, that none of us should want to have. And even if that person dies, the covenant still stands of unforgiveness. But once we forgive, there's a detachment. There's a cutting asunder of that that hold when we forgive. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then the Lord can help us to forgive. If we just ask him, Lord, you know, it's hard for me to forgive this person. And he knows what you're going to ask even before you ask, and so he's willing to give it to you because this is in line with his will. And if we just ask him, Lord, put your forgiveness in my heart for this person. Put your forgiveness in my heart. And then you can even say it as a prayer, even like this. I'm going to say it. You're there by yourself. You can just repeat this prayer. Father God, I ask you to put the forgiveness that Jesus had on the cross, put that in my heart. And right now, I release out love and forgiveness to everyone who has hurt me and everyone who has done me wrong. In Jesus' name, amen. And here's the thing about the Word of God. There's a law of sowing and reaping. So we don't have to try to get back at the people who have done something to us. We leave it to the law of sowing and reaping. It works every time. And the Word of God says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you shall reap. Hallelujah. So this is wisdom from the Father. So you don't have to worry about if they're going to get it, because they're going to get it. If they sow, they're going to reap. Amen. If we sow, we're going to reap as well. But if we forgive them, we're not in that cycle that there is ungodly sowing and ungodly reaping. We get out of that cycle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, so we'll go on. We're in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 through 18. We're still talking about the wisdom of our Abba Father, our Father who art in heaven. Verse 16, moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Okay, here we go again with the giving of the alms and the prayer to be seen by men. And here's the fasting to be seen by men and to say, oh, why you look like that? You're fasting. Oh, that's the reward. We could have a much better reward than that if we do what verse 17 says. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face. Hallelujah. That thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. This is the wisdom of our Father. Hallelujah. So it's like, don't go around looking like you're fasting, looking all sad and disfigured and all of that. But anoint your head. Wash your face. Fix your face. Your mother ever said that to you? Girl, fix your face. Hallelujah. Or God, fix your face. So, but, you know, one of my sisters can tell. I don't go around saying I'm fasting, and I'm talking about Pastor Price. I don't go around saying I'm fasting, but she'll look right at me, and she'll say, oh, you must be fasting. And I don't know what she sees. I just believe God shows her. But every time, without fail, she'll know. She'll look right at me, and she'll know if I'm fasting, and I didn't say a word. So I believe I still get the reward. Amen. Hallelujah. Go on with the Father's wisdom. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 21. I'm having a good time with this word. I hope you all are too. So it says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. And where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So here's the Father's wisdom. Here's the Abba Father's wisdom of laying up our treasures. You know, don't lay them up on earth, you know, because they're not going to, it's not going to last. But lay up yourselves treasures in heaven. Hallelujah. And that last part, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So if it's all about, you know, what's going on earth, even where you choose to spend your money, you know, if it's all about spending on things here on earth. You know, you can buy a chair, and after a while, that chair is gonna break. You know, you could try to put it away, and then somebody could come and steal it. Put it in the stock market, and it'll plunge. You know, there was a saying that I heard someone say that, you know that your relationship with God is personal when you can give purse and all. Hallelujah. So you know that your relationship with the Lord is personal when you can give purse and all. Hallelujah. And it's not like he doesn't want us to have anything here. Wait till we get a couple of more verses down the road. We're almost done. And see what he says. I mean, because we can have it all. Glory to God. Okay, so the wisdom of God, going, our Father God, Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 and 23, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Hallelujah. If your eye is single, hallelujah. Verse 23, but if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Ooh. And therefore the light that is in thee be darkness. How great is that darkness? So we want light in our eye. We want to keep our eyes on the Lord. We want to keep our thoughts on the Lord. We want to meditate on the Word of God. Hallelujah. And not on the things of evil. Hallelujah. So that light can go through us. This is God's wisdom right here. Glory to God. Okay, verse 24. No man shall serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And so we're talking about money here, or things that are not of God. So we can't serve both. Either we're going to serve God, or we're going to serve the things of the world that would try to pull us away from the things of God. Can't serve them both. We may try, but eventually one is going to win out. And we pray for all of us that it's the Lord that wins out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, going on. Matthew 6, verses 25 to 32. I mean, this is all wisdom. It's all good from the Father. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you'll put on. Is not life the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much more than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth ye have need of all these things. Here's the Father, our Abba God, our Abba Father. You know, he knows what we need, and he will provide it. giving us our daily bread. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And really, the title of this is Don't Worry. I can even sing the song. Don't worry, be happy. Hallelujah. And that's what he's saying to us. Don't worry about these things. You know, don't let it get to you. I got you. That's how it would be said in the 21st century. I got your back. He's our Heavenly Father. He's wise. Hallelujah. Now, this is that wisdom where he lets us know, I got it all for you. You don't have to, you know, think whether you're going to serve me or mammon or anything. Here's the biggie right here of his wisdom. Verse 33, Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That covers today. That covers tomorrow. That covers food. That covers accolades. That covers everything. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And then once again, don't worry. Hallelujah. Verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Glory, hallelujah. So for those who just joined, we have been going through and we've been talking about our Abba Father. This is our Wise Father month. And we're going to have a guest on for the rest of the month. And we just wanted to start off talking about our Abba Father and looking at what the Lord Jesus has said about our Father. And the Abba Father, we said earlier that Abba is the most sacred, yet the most intimate way to refer to our Father who art in heaven. You know, very sacred, very respectful, yet very intimate, like Papa, like Daddy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's who he is to us. And in that Matthew chapter 6, it mentions Father so many times. Jesus is talking about the Father and gives us a glimpse of our Father God and his wisdom, because his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts, glory to God, are higher than our thoughts. But through intimacy with him, through obedience to him, hallelujah, he will reveal more and more of himself to us. And the Bible says that what he reveals to us, when he reveals those secret things, because the secret things belong unto the Lord, but those things which he reveals belongs to us and to our children forever. That's good stuff. Hallelujah. So we praise, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For being our Abba Father. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We honor you. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord God. And we say, Lord, we are open to you. We're open to receive your secrets. We're open to call on you as our Father God. Hallelujah. Our Abba God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you to reveal to us. And for those of you who are listening, and you may be listening even in the future, and you're thinking, wow, I want to know God like that. I want that reverent yet intimate relationship with you, God. Hallelujah. There's a way that you can do that. And the Bible says in John 3:16, this is Jesus talking, for God so loved the world. He's talking about our same Abba Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So the wisdom of the Abba Father is, believe in Jesus that I sent for you. I so loved you, love you so much that I sent Jesus so that our relationship can be close and tight once again. Hallelujah. And then Romans 10:9 really just states, hallelujah, exactly how to get that close, intimate relationship with our Abba Father. It says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Now, you may have in your mind other ways that you think you ought to be saved, but this, the scripture I just read, is straight from the Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and God and his word are one. Glory to God. So if you would just repeat this prayer after me, with all your heart, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. As soon as it comes out of your mouth, it's a done deal. So repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus. Yeah, go ahead and repeat it. Say it out loud. It doesn't have to be real loud, but just speak it out of your mouth. Once again, dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. I believe God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me follow you. And now I know for sure, according to the Bible, that I am saved. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we're going to open our lines now. We've just finished talking about our Abba Father, the wisdom of our Abba Father. Hallelujah. If you press your number one key, that'll be like you raise your hand, and we can see that you, if you'd like to make any comments, you have any questions, if you have prayer requests, or if you just want a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. If he gives it to us, we'll give it to you. Amen. Amen. And he's always faithful. Hallelujah. So press your number one key if you just want to encourage the woman of God. Who's that? Me? So press your number one key. We're going to open the line first for Pastor Mom. Thank you all for pressing your number one key. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed the message tonight. I really enjoyed about the Father and that you did a good job tonight. And I thank the Lord for you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your support. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I thank you for bringing a good message tonight.
Amen. Amen. And I just pray for you. I thank God for you. I thank God for just strengthening you with might in the inner man by his Holy Spirit, and that every weak part of you, that God will take it and make strength and put strength into it in the name of Jesus. Because the word says that where we are weak, his strength is made perfect. So we thank you, Lord God, for making your strength perfect in mom, in Pastor Mom, in every area, whether it's her body, hallelujah, whether it's even her mind, Lord God. We just thank you right now that your strength permeates her and is made perfect. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. You're welcome. Love you, Pastor Mom.
Love you, too.
Okay. Good night. Amen. Amen. We're going to open the line for area code 509. Maybe I should know that area code, but I don't know it right now.
Hello, Barbara.
Welcome.
This is
Hi.
Teresa Kurtz. Yeah,
Hi.
I'm doing really good. I called to just encourage you in the Lord tonight.
Well, glory to God. I'm encouraged just hearing your voice.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you for a long time. Yeah, I really enjoyed the word tonight. It was just really right on. I love my Abba Father, God.
So you find yourself just calling him Abba Father.
Yes. There's one thing that I would like to share, and that is,
yes.
Lately, the Lord's been having me write down any lies that the enemy gives me. And I write them down, and then I ask the Lord to give me the truth about that lie. And he's been so faithful to give me the truth that is his word of God. And I just really appreciated the word that you shared tonight about our Abba Father God and how good he is to us.
Amen. Amen. That is really good, because the enemy will try to say, you know, stuff, but he'll turn things around that the Lord is saying good about you. So
right.
That's really good. That yeah.
Well,
so
let me give
it.
You an
that's,
example of just one little thing. The enemy
okay.
tried to tell me that I still have a mental disorder that I was diagnosed with about 40 years ago. And
mm-hmm.
I said, the truth is, Jesus, I no longer have a mental disorder. I have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. So that's
Hallelujah.
Just an example of when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord God raises up a standard against that lie. And if you speak the word of God, then you've got the truth right under your belt.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. So thanks for letting me talk just a little bit tonight. And I appreciate your
Good.
Words and the encouragement of who God is in our lives, that he's our Abba Father, that he cares about us even more than the little sparrows that he takes care of every day.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. So
thank you.
I'll
good to
you
hear
go.
You, Sister Teresa.
Okay.
Thank you. And I
All
look
right.
forward to seeing you hopefully in September.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Do I
Hallelujah. Okay, Reverend Treva, we're going to open the line for you. Anyone else, if you'd like to press your number one key, any comments, questions, prayer requests, or prophecy requests?
Hi, how you doing
okay.
today?
I'm doing
God
good.
Bless
you all the way back home?
I'm all the way back home. I've been home for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, welcome home.
Thank you. Welcome home to you as well. And to everybody, all Pastor Mom, Pastor Kat, Apostle Kizzy, Pastor Helen, everybody in the prospective places. I just called to encourage you. That was an excellent word. And especially always what gets me, it's not the, only the Abba, our Father, but the peace on forgiveness. I attended Bible study through my former church for 4 years. We talked about, we were doing a study on forgiveness. So when I hear that always piques my spirit, you know, and it was excellent word. This was something I needed tonight. And I really thank God.
Amen.
I thank God for you and for the word and for your entire family. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
we
God.
Thank God for
Love
you.
Y'all.
You're such a support to our family, and we just prayer support, friend to our family,
Amen.
And we just thank and praise God for you. Amen.
Your
Have
family
a blessed
has
night.
A lot to me. You too, and God bless y'all too. Love you.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm kind of hearing a word here.
Okay, I receive.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just hear the Lord say, you're in a whole new season. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's a good season. It is a good season. Hallelujah. The Lord says, by my spirit, mm-hmm. you have sown some good seed. You have sown good seed in your family. Hallelujah. You've sown good seed in your friends. You have sown
Hallelujah.
Good seed. Hallelujah.
I can see that word.
And this is the time for reaping. And when the reaping, it's already started. As the reaping continues, because it's going to get greater and greater. Right now, what you've seen are those, you know, it's like roots, like leaning in the corners of the field, and handfuls have been left for you. But then just as Ruth, the field that she was gleaning in and enjoying those handfuls became her field. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
So the Lord said that's what's going on with you right now. And he's saying, and remember these words, do not feel guilty about all the blessings that are coming to you. Don't feel guilty one moment.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Can I share?
And the Lord says,
Hallelujah. I want to share. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord says, "What? I'm sorry."
He said, "I can trust
Hello?
You with it."
Yes, you can.
Can you hear me?
I heard you.
The Lord says, "I can trust you with what I'm giving to you, because I know you will not hoard it. You will allow it to continue to flow." In Jesus' name, amen. Now, what were you going to say?
I take care of these alley cats. I'm out here with a couple of them right now. And I just said, God, I've been taking care of them for 5 years. And when I had a little amount and when I had a lot, and I just pray that God would meet every need. And this week, I had to take my car into the shop. I heard a noise, and it ended up being my emission valve. And I've been believing God also for over a year to center my tires. I had to change one last year, and I found a good used tire, and I drove on it a whole year. But today, when I took my car in the shop yesterday, I had them do a diagnostic test, and it was my emission valve, and it was hissing, and I didn't know what it was. I just brought the engine light on and took it in there.
Yeah.
My sisters and I put money together, and I was able to pay cash for that. But I also knew about these tires because I had heard from the dealer and one other place, and then they told me where Firestone told me the same thing. And they said your tires are so dry rotted. They didn't know why they weren't leaking. Only God was holding those tires together.
Only God.
I was able to pay cash for the part that I had to get fixed, and they approved me for a credit card. So I was able, and then they gave me $100 off on the tires. So I was able to get my tires. And then when I got home, icing on the cake, I had a shoe fupa when I was out of town. I had worn these shoes, and they were nice, but they fell apart. And when I was at a graduation, but they were nice when I put them on. They were nice, but they just fell apart. They dry rotted. And
oh my goodness.
I got home today, I went out to the front door because I was expecting a package. It wasn't shoes, but there were two pairs of shoes, and they both had my name on it. And I'm like, I didn't order these. I ordered some other things. And I know it was my sister or either her best friend. And I sent them both thank yous. So I just said, I receive that word. I receive it.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. I give glory to God. My Abba Father. He always meets you at the point of your need. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Have a blessed night.
God bless you. You too as well.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you all for pressing your number one key. We're going right down the line. So we're going to get to you. So just hold on. I appreciate you all. Opening the line for Sister Rachel. Hi, Sister Rachel.
Hi, I just want to encourage you because I was encouraged listening when God had you to pray for, forgiveness and things like that because that was hard for me when you said you would, I'm paraphrasing what you said, them to say sorry, you was waiting for them to say sorry, but sometimes people are not going to say sorry, but to forgive them. And also I needed help to forgive myself, too. So I just prayed the prayer and added some words that I need his help to forgive myself for certain things and decisions I made. So I've been really encouraged tonight in tears, but those are good tears and releasing things. So I was listening on also as God had the women of God speak, and I listened to some things, like, I need to write down the stuff, the lies that the enemy said to me, and he had something to come out of my mouth, his blessed wisdom, and say, Jesus took everything to the cross, so I can claim my healing. I can claim healing for anything. He took everything to the cross, so he gave us healing through his death, and he gave us life through him. So I can walk in that, believe and trust in that, and stand on that firmly. Yes. I believe it's Isaiah 53:5, and that goes for everything, spiritually, physically,
everything.
In every way.
Hallelujah.
And I just love listening to y'all because it encourages my heart and soul, and it feels like I'm right there with y'all, even though I can't physically hug you. Sometimes I need a hug. But he's awesome. This is a hug over the phone.
Okay, we're hugging over the phone. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. You did get my text, right?
I got to check my cell phone.
Look at it. Amen. Hallelujah. So a few instructions there. But praise God. Praise God. Good to hear from you tonight. And I was trying to see if the Lord had anything. If he has anything, I'll let you know. Amen.
I know.
So,
yes, I got the text.
I'm glad that encouraged you tonight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So I'm glad that encouraged you tonight. And thank you for saying something. So we'll talk soon. You have a blessed night.
Okay. Great. Love you.
Okay. Love you too. Bye-bye. Amen. Amen. We're going to open the line for Pastor Catherine. Anyone else? If you want to press your number one key, it's a great time to do it. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise the Lord. I just want to really encourage you, and I just want to say thank the Lord for how He used you. And I just apologize. I didn't hear all the message tonight because there was a phone call that I got, and I kept trying to get off. But they needed encouragement tonight about a death in the family. And so
okay.
I just want to.
Well, then that was important.
Mm-hmm. But I'm so encouraged how God uses you. A lot of times people don't know what you go through with behind the scenes. And I'll just tell you, God is an awesome God. How He, just used you in so many ways. And it's like, I know things are done at the last minute, but it's like, it just fits for you. It's just like you, just like a shoe. You're just like a shoe with ministry. You're like a shoe that when you put your foot in it, and it's just right for you. And this ministry is just right for you. I know where that comes from. But I praise God.
Amen.
I believe that it's a time because you got so much in you, and people do need to hear it. And God said, okay, come on. Come on, get it all out. I want it all out because I'm going to dump some more in. So I just want to say thank you so much. And when I come on, when I every Thursday when I come on, and whenever you come on, the people, there are people, I enjoy the people that comes on, like Minister Trevor and Minister Rachel and all of them. It's just like, I know all of them, but I don't even know them. But I know them in a way, and they get to see around them by their voices. And I just come on. I'm looking forward for them to be on.
Amen.
And then even people like
me too.
Have heard from her in a long time. I thought, oh, praise God. And then it made me think about the other lady. I can't remember her name, but I pray that all is well with her. But anyway, I just want to say thank you so much. For the things that you do and how you encourage others with your ministry here. But I want you to continue to pray for me because I don't know what's happening. I think it's been the seafood that I have been eating for the last couple of weeks. My ears are still scratchy and swollen. I'm putting some more stuff on here tonight, but I just want to continue to pray for my ears. It's not bad, but I don't want my ears to keep on itching like this here.
Would you have some topical Benadryl?
Oh, I forgot about the Benadryl. I don't have any in the house. I sure did. You told me that earlier today. Wow.
Well, we'll pray God's Benadryl over you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just join our faith together with Pastor Catherine. And right now, we just plead the blood of Jesus over her ears in that spot where it's itching. Lord God, every affected area right now in the name of Jesus, all down into her ear canal and even into her throat in the name of Jesus. We speak to all swelling, all itching, all symptoms. All allergy symptoms or whatever these symptoms are and all that they stand for, if they cannot set in, lay hold, or go any course, but must cease and desist right now in the name of Jesus, only to be replaced by complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that every symptom that she's going through, and I'll add me too, any symptom, died on the cross.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. With you, in the name of Jesus, was taken care of, was paid for on the cross, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, that the healing comes forth now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And where the enemy would try to say, just like with Minister Teresa, say things that are contrary to the word of God, we choose to believe in the word right now. We declare and decree
that every symptom
must cease and desist now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory, Lord God. You are the God that heals us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. All right. Have a blessed night.
Okay. You have a blessed night. Love you, Hugh.
Okay. Love you, too. Amen. Amen. So we have one more person. I think this is Sister Debbie. That we're going to answer her call. Anyone else, press your number one key. Or when we finish, we're just going to do closing remarks and close out in prayer. So press your number one key if you'd like to say anything, if the Lord has laid anything on your heart. Okay, opening up the line. Welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hey, I thought this was you. Yes, I hear you well,
yes.
Sister Debbie.
I just want to encourage you. That was excellent. I really enjoyed that about Abba, the Father. And I thought about something as I was listening to that, and I was listening to a song. It was an old song about living, he loved me, dying, he saved me, buried, he carried my sins away. And God is just so, I thank him for his grace and mercy. He's so forgiving. And I just want to encourage you, and that, like your sister, like Pastor Catherine said, that fits you like a shoe, and I'll say it also fits your hands like a glove. Yes,
amen.
I really enjoyed that, and I just want to encourage you. But yes,
amen.
I really enjoyed that,
Thank you.
I do have a prayer request. It's not for me, but it's for a lady I know, a friend. Her name is Sandra, and I just wanted to ask you to pray for her because her sister said it was on the news last week. Her grandson, he shot and killed his girlfriend, and then he shot and killed himself, and they left behind two small children.
Oh. Okay.
And... yeah, I had a couple of prayer requests.
Okay, for Sandra, and then what else?
Then this other young lady, she's my goddaughter, Ashanti. Her husband has been diagnosed with kidney failure, and his name is Lavelle. And I also would like to ask for prayer for Ashanti and Lavelle.
Okay. Shantas?
Yes, her husband, Lavelle, is the one that's having the kidney. He's got to go on dialysis, and they said it's not looking good. And I told Ebony that's what man said, but God is in the midst.
That's right. Okay. All right. So let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Sandra to you right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, at this time of bereavement, Lord, we know it doesn't make any sense. And who can make any understanding out of this? Who can get any kind of understanding out of it? So, Lord God, we ask you to give Sandra and her entire family peace beyond all understanding. Hallelujah, because they can't understand it. Who can understand it? So, Lord God, give them peace, give them comfort, give them your hope, Lord God, that you are still, as we say, you are still in the midst. Touch them, Lord God. Talk to them, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your peace permeate them in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you even for all the time that Sandra had her child, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we even thank you for the seed that was planted and sown in the two children. Lord God, you say you'll work all things together for good to those who love you and who are called according to your purpose and your plan. It doesn't seem like anything good can come out of such a horrible thing that happened. But Lord, only you can make it good. Only you can get them through it. Only you can give them peace and comfort at a time like this. And we thank you for doing it, Lord. We give you praise for that. And Lord God, we lift up Ashantis and Lavelle in Jesus' name. Give Ashantis peace, Lord God, and give her the words to pray. Hallelujah. Show her how to pray those targeted prayers that you're just waiting to hear. And Lord, we lift up Lavelle to you, Lord. Touch him right now. Let him know that there is hope and that there is a future. Hallelujah. And that it doesn't necessarily have to go to the state of dialysis. Lord, we ask you to arise over Lavelle right now with healing in your wings. Bring forth healing to every cell, organ, and tissue of his body right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hold his kidneys together. Lord God, by your blood, cause his kidneys to function in the perfection that you created them to function in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, even now that by your stripes he is healed and by your stripes he was healed. And we bless your name, Lord God. Take away every discomfort, every bit of pain from the diagnosis of kidney failure, Lord God. And we thank you that your healing and that your peace goes all over him, that he hears your voice and does what you tell him to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you, Sister Debbie. Thank you so much.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Amen. Have a blessed night. Amen. Love
you. You too. Love you too.
Oh, all right. Amen. So I see a couple of numbers that I know I'm just going to give you all a quick shout out. Shout out to really everybody on the line and the numbers I know. Oh, I think that's Evangelist Carolyn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Sister Carrie. And those are the numbers that I know. So shout out to you guys. God bless you, and thank you all for calling in tonight, and we just thank God for just touching. I want to thank all of you on the line who got on and said you wanted to encourage me. I am so encouraged. I am totally encouraged, and I thank you all so much. I needed that. I needed that encouragement. And Pastor Catherine, if you're still on the line, that was good encouragement too. You're right on point. And I'll think about that shoe that fits. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you all. And I thank God for that word for the beginning. And I do think he's doing something different, because I'm usually having people speak, and I think he's telling me to speak a little bit now as well. So I receive it, and I'm glad about it. Glory, 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 hallelujah. So meet with us the rest of this month on Thursdays. We'll have our Wise Fathers Month. Next week, we're expecting Minister Damien to come on. He's my godson from New Jersey, and God uses him in a great way. I don't want to tell his testimony before he comes on, but looking forward to him being here next week. And then the week after that, we're expecting my brother, Pastor Herbert. I'm trying to think if he's ever been on Get 'Em Radio before. I mean, he's had his own show here for a little while. But anyway, so he's going to be on as a wise father. These are wise fathers. And then a new person is going to be on that last Thursday. And he's from Oregon, a man of God. God just impressed on my heart to have him to be on the broadcast. So looking forward to hearing him as well. And if you know any fathers, send them on. Tell them to come and listen, because I know that they're going to be blessed by these men that we're going to have on the broadcast for the next 3 weeks. Amen. So I just want to as I said again, thank the Lord. We'll do a closing prayer, and then we're going to close out. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for all that you said through me tonight, the things I knew you were going to say and the things I heard hot off the press. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you that I just had a good time tonight, and those who were listening as well. We bless you, Lord, for all that you're doing. And say, Lord, continue to have your way and move by your Spirit, and we'll all be happy. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, everyone. Love you.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, don't. No?